Welcome to the weekly broadcast of the Father's House International in Westminster, South Carolina. We are bringing forth and reestablishing the apostolic message, movement, and ministry, and God's fatherhood and family in all dimensions. We are a local, regional, and national ministry that is cross-cultural and multiracial. Now, here is our founder and host, Dr. Seymour.
Proverbs 8:22. And King Solomon writes and says, he was talking from God talking, and he wrote down, you were with me from the beginning. God was talking about wisdom of the Father. You were with me from the beginning. We're with him. Not just you, him. It all began in him. Again, the Lord possessed wisdom in the beginning. Proverbs 8:22, the Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way. Jehovah, the Father, the becoming Father. He possessed me in the beginning of his way, in the beginning of his derrick, his road trodden, his course of life, his mode of action. So the Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way before his works of old. Wisdom was always embodied in God the Father to begin with. And still is. Always possessed. He always possessed wisdom in the beginning. It's part of him. You see? Now, in God the Father, wisdom rejoices in the habitable part of the earth of those who will see and follow his instructions. Take on his traits. Proverbs 8:21, rejoicing in the habitable part of the earth. So God the Father, even though the earth is evil, the good part of it, or the good people, he rejoices in them. Rejoicing in the habitable part of the earth. And my wisdom delights were with the sons of men. So God's wisdom is, how do I carry out, bring forth on my part what God the Father plans, says, reveals to me by his Spirit? How do I do it? He rejoices in the habitable parts. He's rejoicing. He's laughing. He's not distracted. He's merry in the habitable parts, the places of the earth that are inhabited with its inhabitants.
Yes, sir.
God rejoices in us.
Yes,
the way we are and the way we learn, the way we've hopefully become more and more and more for him and more in life.
Yes,
he rejoices in the habitable part, of the earth, especially those who do right with him.
Yes,
and he said, my delights, my enjoyment and my pleasure, they were among and they were by the sons of men. The sons of men, the bane, builder of the family name, who build the name of the Father. He does. So, in other words, God's wisdom, greatest rejoicing, God's wisdom and wisdom's and his wisdom's greatest rejoicing were focused on the creation and the eventual reconciliation of the sons of men and mankind, becoming sons and daughters back unto God the Father. When he sees an inhabited part, he's looking for sons and daughters to become. God's chiefest delights were in the process of all this taking place. Great delights. And he rejoices when we live and we operate in his wisdom. That's what really satisfies him. And see him as Father and all that. Proverbs 8:32, now therefore hearken unto me, O you children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. For blessed, happy, how happy and how blessed are they that keep, watch this, hedge about with thorns, guard, protect, attend to, be a watchman, preserve, and save self. Keep my ways, that God reveals the wisdom within you that carries out my ways, my road, my course of action, my mode of action, my custom, my manner, is what you do. Hear instruction and be wise, or refuse it not. Hear instruction, be wise, Proverbs 8:33. Hear instruction and be wise and refuse it not. Hear, shall my intelligently hear of attention, obedience, listen, discern, perceive, understand, regard carefully, do it very diligently, instruction. The word is musar, which means what God the Father plans and says, and his corrections and his warnings in them. Now watch this. Now he's about to say, you better be warned by what I say. Hear instruction, musar, what God the Father plans, what he corrects, and what he warns and reveals that you carry out by his Spirit and by his wisdom.
Yes, sir.
So This word, instruction, is chastisement. Chastisement, reproof, warning, instruction. Restraint, don't do this, don't do that, stop here.
Yes, sir.
Correction, discipline, rebuke, instruction, doctrine. That's the Hebrew. When he says instruction, he said, I'm going to come in with a rebuke. I'm going to come in and chastise you if you're not going right. Thank God for the chastisement of God to keep us in line. Be wise, full of wisdom, and refuse it. Don't refuse it. Don't loosen it. When somebody loosens it, they don't see the value of wisdom. They lay it aside. They dismiss it. They refuse it, the Hebrew says. They go back, do things on your own, trying to figure out things your own. You don't have enough sense to figure out things correctly. Nobody does. We don't. Refuse it not. No, it'll cause you to perish. Blessed is the man, verse 34, that heareth me. You have to hear it to have it. If you don't hear it, how can you have it? Blessed is the man that heareth me. Blessed is the man, happy, blessed is the man that heareth me. Now look here. That hears me intelligently. Of attention, obedience, that's that same word over and over and over, precede me. You cannot perceive, understand, without being with your God, a signed man of God, and hear it right here. Blessed is the man that heareth me, you have to hear it, watching at my gates, entrance toward the house of God, waiting at the post of my doors, house of God church. Blessed is the man that heareth me and watcheth daily at my gates, watching at the post of my doors, the gates are entrance into the Adamah, you might say. Blessed is the man that heareth me. And watching, always there. If you're watching, you're always there. You're always there. Watching, be alert and sleepless. Be on the lookout. Wait and watch for haste and remain. Daily. Daily. Acts 2:46, and they continued daily with one accord in the temple. And they continued daily with one accord in the temple. In Acts 5, and daily in the temple, they ceased not to preach and teach Jesus Christ, daily. So when was the New Testament church? At church, daily. They did whatever they had to do, but daily they were there. Right? Daily. And this word daily, listen, it's the word yom, which is from sunrise to sunset, and from one sunset to the next. Now an evening going into the next day. Morning and evening services, morning and evening. Morning and evening. Are you here? Morning and evening, morning and evening. Daily, your entire future life, daily in the temple. Watching at my gates, watching at my gates, the house of God, my gate. Something swinging, the valve of a door, and my gates, the house of God, the church opening and closing of my gates, the opening and closing of my gates. Waiting at, waiting. Hedge you about with thorns, guard it, protect it, and attend to it. The Hebrew says, attend to it. Be active into it and attend to it. The post of my doors, the post, and at my doors, mine opening, house of God, church, to learn, hear God, and on, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together. As a manner of some is, Hebrews 10:25, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together. As a manner of some, and so much more as we see the day approaching. You hear?
Yes, sir.
For if you sin willfully, if you're not in the assembly, you are willfully sinning. Forsake not the assembly of ourselves together, as a manner of some is. For if we sin willfully, and you don't do it, there remaineth no sacrifice of sin. The cross doesn't work for you now.
Yes, sir.
Like if you quit and walk out on a job, it doesn't work for you anymore.
Yes,
it's over. Won't pay you anymore.
Yes,
won't work for you. Not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together as a manner of some is, so much the more as you see the day approaching. For if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice of sin, but a fiery indignation and judgment,
yes,
which shall devour the adversaries.
Amen.
It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God, it says. But we are not of them that draw back unto perdition. But we are them that believe to the saving of the soul, being in the house of God.
Yes, sir.
You can't really belong to God and not come to the house of God. You can't do it.
Yes, sir.
They're sinning willfully and probably do not even know it.
Yes, sir.
And I can tell you, they don't have the wisdom of life. No one does. Or I would not either if I'm not in the house of God and active in the house of God all the time.
Amen.
I wouldn't have it either.
Yes, sir.
Are you here?
Yes, sir.
Waiting at the post, the opening of my doors, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, the entrance way of my doors. For whosoever, Proverbs 8:35, findeth me, whosoever findeth God and findeth his wisdom. For whosoever, listen, for whosoever findeth me, findeth life. If you find God, you find life. Whosoever findeth me, findeth life. Whosoever findeth me, comes forth to me, appears and exists and attains me, and be present with me in the house of God. Whosoever findeth, gets hold of, takes hold of, findeth life. If you don't find wisdom, you really can't find life. And if you don't find wisdom, you didn't find God the Father, who planned all your redemption and planned your life to start with. Whosoever findeth me, the Father, and wisdom, findeth life, alive. The word kai, kai, alive, raw, strong, lifetime, be old. If you findeth me, he says, you'll be old. If you findeth me, you'll come into age. Hallelujah. And shall obtain, if you find wisdom, if you find God and find his wisdom, you shall obtain. Now watch this right here. You know that in the Bible where it was handfuls on purpose, where he came along and he had them to drop handfuls on purpose to Ruth? Boaz did. It makes me almost feel chill bumps running on me. They were dropping where she was working, dropping handfuls on purpose. Watch this, dropping. So she'd have it there. There it was. Hey, she didn't even have to go pick it up. They drop it right there, dropping it on her. Handfuls on purpose, right? So, whosoever findeth me findeth life, wisdom, and shall obtain favor of the Lord, shall obtain. Watch this right here. This word obtain is a word, P-O-O-K-P-U-W-Q, shall obtain through the idea of dropping it out on you, flowing out on you, shall obtain, means to issue, the Hebrew, issue and furnish you, issue from the Father, furnish you. It will be secure in you and cause you to succeed and cause you to draw out from him. And you can't do that if you're not in the house of God, the man of God, the people of God. You just can't do it. Let me see that. Whosoever findeth me findeth life, wisdom, and shall obtain favor of the Lord, shall obtain, watch this right here, shall obtain favor. How many wants favor from God?
Yes,
favor, delight, God's favor. Wisdom will give you favor.
Yes.
And the word favor is to be accepted by God voluntarily, what you do and what God will do of the Lord. Hallelujah, on and on and on and on and on and on. Of Jehovah, who exists, he becomes, and he requires it, but he just keeps on giving it to you over and over and over, just over and over and over. It's favor, 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 favor. Thank God for his favor. How many want the favor of God? The favor of God and the favor of people, the right kind of people, right? But this is the next verse, listen to this. So he's been talking about those that are daily in my gates, daily at my doors, in the house of God all along. So whosoever findeth me, the find me in the house of God, findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. Then he said, but, however, he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. He that sinneth against me has turned on his own self. Wrongeth his own soul. You hear? He that sinneth against me, he that sins, misses, lacks, not being complete, thing that is lacking or needed, to be in need, to fall short, to be deficient and entirely without, cause that lead you astray. Sin will lead you astray, will cause you to forfeit. There remains no more sacrifice for sin. You see? You forfeit the cross. He that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. When you don't do these things in daily in the temple, when you don't do these things, you're always in the house of God, church and all that, and don't do all these things and do what God has planned and what he says and what he reveals for you to carry out your part that he wants you to carry out, the leading that he's leading you, you do it that way and do it accurately.
Yes, sir.
It's what wisdom does. Wisdom is very accurate.
Yes,
The Spirit of God is absolutely accurate. He that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. And notice this word wrongeth means be violent. Maltreat, do violence.
Yes, sir.
Take away violently. Hebrew.
Yes, sir.
You actually attack and with violence. You become with violence against your soul. Anybody? Your own soul.
Yes, sir.
Violence against your own soul. God does not like it. So violence is going to come with that. And you'll be a person that you're not really at peace. Wrongeth his own soul. Maltreats his own soul.
Yes, sir.
His own mind, emotions, and will. His own person of who he is, on and on and on. If you sin against God, you wrong your own soul. You actually maltreat and you attack violently your own soul. All that hate me, all manner that hate me, hate me personally, idiots, enemy, a foe, you don't like to do what God requires. Don't really love God or ministry. You don't. In other words, if you're not involved with God, a man of God, in the house of God and all, really, there's a thing inside you who hates God and hates what he has set up. You don't like it. And since you do, you're sinning against your own God in your own soul. You're destroying your own self. Right? And they that hate me right here, they love death. Listen, if you don't obey God and do what God says and daily at his gates and at his doors and in an instrument way, on and on and on, at the house of God all the time, every time things are going on, if you're not there, God says you hate me. And you wrongeth your own soul.
Yes, sir.
You're violent against your own soul. And people like that love death, the scripture said.
Yes, sir.
Same verse. If you sin against God, of what he said, what he set up, then when you do that, you sin against God, you wrongeth your own soul.
Right.
And then you come to a place that you love death. Because you are living a life of death, and you're going to wind up in a very, very bad death place. A lot of people go into hell that don't believe they are. They love, they have a faction for, they love a friend of death. Death, Malvek, death, natural, violent, the dead. Their place or the state of Hades, hell. If you don't do what God says, you don't desire God, on and on and on and on and on, you literally hate him and you love hell. You love hell. Anybody, that's exactly what it's saying. Somebody said, no, I don't love hell. They say, I don't love hell. Well, if you're not doing all these things, you love hell. You love death because that's where you're going. You're going where you love. They love hell. They love death. Anybody in here love hell? Well, you're in the house of God. So evidently, you don't love hell. Right? Is that a powerful verse or not? He that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. And all that hate me love death. Because you're living a life of death. And you're going to a death in hell. Now, here's some correlating scriptures to that one. Again, Proverbs 8:36, but he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All that hate me love death. Here's some correlating scriptures. Proverbs 1:31, therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. They love hell. They're going to find out one day that they loved hell a lot more than they loved God in heaven. Proverbs 20, verse 2, the fear of a king is as the roaring of a lion. The fear of a king is as the roaring of a lion. Whoso provoketh God to anger sinneth against his own soul. If you provoke God to anger, you're sinning even against God, but against your own soul. John 3:19 and 20. This is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light. That hateth God. He that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, neither come to God, lest his deeds should be reproved. They don't want to be corrected. They don't want to be reproved. They don't want to be corrected. On and on and on and on and on. Acts 13:46, then the Apostle Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said, it was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken unto you. It was necessary that God sent us here to speak unto you. But seeing you put it from you, you hate God, don't love heaven. Hey, you love hell. Seeing you put it from you and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life. You can't have everlasting life. You can't do it. Forsaking not the assembling of ourselves together as a matter of some is, so much more is the day approaching. For if we sin willfully, you willfully sin if you don't. There remains no more sacrifice of sin, but a fiery indignation of judgment which shall devour the adversaries. And he said, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. Well, here they are. It was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken unto you. But seeing ye put it from you, you don't receive it, and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life. He said in Hebrews 2:3, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which was the first beginning to be spoken by the Lord, confirmed by us and heard of him? So how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Hebrews 10:10, of how much sore punishment suppose ye if you forsake the assembly of yourselves together as a matter of some end. You sin willfully. There remains no more sacrifice of sin. Hebrews 10:29, right down to there. Of how much sore punishment suppose ye shall he be thought worthy who hath trodden underfoot the Son of God. Opposite of what he said. And hath counted the blood of the covenant that he shed for you, wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and hath done despite, insulted the Spirit of grace. You have insulted the Spirit of grace that comes to you to give you the favor of God, to bring you up into God and give you favor in life. You have insulted it. You have insulted God. You see, the Spirit of grace. Of how much sore punishment suppose ye shall ye be if you don't assemble yourselves together, men of some men, verse 25, then verse 29, of how much sore punishment suppose ye shall he be thought worthy who hath trodden underfoot the Son of God and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing and hath done despite. You have insulted the Spirit of grace. Proverbs 8:36, he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul, and they that hate me love death. They that hate me love death. They that hate me. Proverbs 5:11. And thou mourn at the last when thy flesh and thy body shall be consumed.
Yes, sir.
Burned in hell. And thou mourn at the last when thy flesh and thy body are consumed. You love death. Love hell. Proverbs 5:12. And say, how have I hated instruction and my heart despised reproof? How have you, because you have not done what God said, you don't desire him, you put everything else above God, church and ministry and all that, men of God, people of God, on and on and on and on. You see that?
Yes, sir.
And you say, how have I hated instruction in my heart despised reproof? Because of things you've done, your life proves it. Proverbs 5:22, his own iniquities shall take the wicked himself. The iniquities of the wicked shall take the man, and he shall be holden with the cords of his sin. He loves death. He loves hell more than God, more than heaven, because he won't serve God. He won't do what God said. So he loves hell, and he loves that more. You love one or the other. You can't serve two masters. You love one or the other. Because they love hell more than they love God and love church. His own iniquity shall take the wicked himself, and he shall be holden with the cords of his sin. Proverbs 5:22-23, next verse. So his own iniquity shall take the wicked himself, he shall be holden with the cords of sin. He shall die without instruction. No man of God to tell him anything. No house of God to show him. He shall die without instruction. In the greatness of his folly shall he go astray. You hear?
Yes, sir.
Ezekiel 18:31, cast away from you all your transgressions whereby you have transgressed. You better cast all that stuff away and make you a new heart and a new spirit. For why will you die, O house of Israel, and go to hell? Why will you? John 15:23-24, he that hateth me hateth my Father also. if I had not done among them the works which none other did, they had not sinned. I did it, they saw it. But now have they both seen and hated, both me and my Father, because they don't accept me and they don't do what I'm saying, they don't follow me. 1 Corinthians 16:22, if any man love not the Lord Jesus Christ and do all that God said, let him be anathema maranatha. The word anathema, a religious man, excommunicated person. You don't belong to God. You don't belong to any house of God. You're excommunicated. Anybody hear this?
Yes, sir.
You're accursed. Anathema. Hear that, somebody? They're accursed. God bans you, excommunicates you, because they divorce themselves from God and the ministry. If any man love not the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be anathema, maranatha. Maranatha, an exclamation, approaching divine judgment of the Lord has come. He's cursed, banned, excommunicated. He that sins against me wrongeth his own soul, and they that hate me love death. You hear that? Anathema, maranatha. You want to hear that, or you want to hear, well done, my good and faithful servant? You can get to a place that God will excommunicate you. Oh, he's love. Yeah, he is. But love will punish you if you're wrong. Because love is only truth.
Amen.
Excommunicated.
Yes,
anathema, maranatha.
Okay.
That's Bible.
Yes,
if you don't do these things, assemble yourselves together with the Lord, be in the house of God, with man of God and the people of God. You don't do that and learn and all and receive the wisdom of God on and on and on and on. God says that they love hell. They love death. They love hell because their life proves what they love. You do what you like. You do what you want to do. That's what you want to do. So you love death. You love Hades in the place of hell. Excommunicated from God. You do that, you're excommunicated. Do you want to be excommunicated and banned by God? If you don't love God and love what he says and love the house of God, man of God, and people of God, and all that, and what you're supposed to do, then God said, I ban you and excommunicate you. I never, ever even knew you. I don't even know who you are. Are you here? How many are glad you're not excommunicated? You're not banned. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, God. Come on, lift your voice, lift your voice, lift your voice, lift your voice. Yili be di da 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 la ba ya da. Ro lo bo ko so ko lo bo 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 ba da di di me. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Ha da ba da 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 la ba sha ka da ba. Yi ka ba 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 da 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 da. Ri be 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 ke te ke te ya ya. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We trust that you've been helped during today's broadcast with Dr. Seymour from the Father's House International. Join us right here on WGOG every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. We invite you to come be with us in our weekly services at the Father's House International, Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. and Tuesday evenings at 7:30 p.m. We are located at 415 Pateras Way, Westminster, South Carolina. For directions or additional information, call us at 864-647-7777. That's 864-647-7777. Until next week, may you allow God to bring you into a greater measure of his truth and a deeper level of relationship with himself.